is the deadline for the pickleball tournament as well. For Pete's sake, can provide you more information at jmccarville@forpetesake.com. Some notes on today from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 6 o'clock. This news update from ABC is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement. And also sponsored by the Richland Mobile Mart. They are the West Side Handy Stop.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Singapore, but commenting on the death of Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh, who had been a key figure in ongoing ceasefire negotiations. Asked about how those talks will go now, Blinken said,
I'm not going to speculate on what impact any one event might have on that. I've learned over many years never to really speculate about that because we simply don't know.
The recall of Boar's Head deli meat is being widely expanded. Now 7 million pounds of it is being pulled from store shelves in connection with the deadly outbreak of listeria that has made dozens sick and left two people dead. The Federal Reserve wraps up its July meeting today, not expected to lower interest rates, but is expected to signal a rate cut could be coming in September. The triathlon is on. The water in the River Seine in Paris deemed safe for swimming that portion. Also today, swimmer Katie Ledecky defends her gold in the 1,500-meter freestyle. This is ABC News. Facebook's parent company has agreed to pay $1.4 billion to settle a lawsuit brought by Texas over its use of facial recognition data. A new lawsuit, meantime, over train delays.
Federal law requires Amtrak passenger trains to get priority while crossing a freight railroad's tracks. The Justice Department says Norfolk Southern is not following this law and causing chronic delays on the Crescent Line between New York and New Orleans. Tuesday's lawsuit claims just 24% of southbound Amtrak trains on Norfolk Southern tracks arrived on time last year. A railroad spokesman says it's focused on the on-time performance and hopes to resolve the concerns while making progress. Brian Clark, ABC News.
American flags have to be made in America, at least the ones the government buys. President Biden signing a new law that requires flags purchased by the government be completely made in the USA. Right now, millions are imported each year, mostly from China. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
An update on sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your tire and minor repair headquarters, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Jared Kelnick broke out of a month-long slump by hitting a home run and double in the Atlanta Braves' 5-1 victory over the Brewers. Austin Riley went 4-for-5 as the Braves won despite leaving 11 men on base. The two teams wrap up the series today. Cincinnati was winner over the Cubs 6-3, Arizona 17-0 over Washington, San Diego 6, and the Dodgers 5. In the American League, Cleveland 5-0 over Detroit, Baltimore 6, Toronto 2, Seattle 10-6 over Boston. Kansas City beat the White Sox 4-3. The Cardinals jumped a game back up on the Brewers, not up on them, but they got a game back in the standings after an 8-1 win over Texas. Tampa Bay 9, Miami 3, the Mets 2, and Minnesota nothing. Yankees 7, Philadelphia 6. Pittsburgh 6-2 over Houston, the Angels 10, Colorado 7, Oakland 5-2 over San Francisco. That's a look at sports.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50,000 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
If you work outside, you're at an increased risk of developing skin cancer. 1 in 5 Americans are diagnosed with skin cancer in their lifetime, and the rates are higher for those who work outside. Protecting your skin from harmful UV radiation is important throughout the year. The Richland Hospital and Clinics recommends using sunscreen with an SPF of 30 or higher, polarized sunglasses, and hats. Working in the shade when possible is also a good idea. Have a healthy, productive summer.
A high temperature in the low 90s with sunshine, hot and humid. Tonight, muggy with thunderstorms likely late and a low of 69. Some scattered showers possible again on Thursday with a high of 83. Back to the mid to upper 80s for Friday and Saturday as well. In Richland Center, after the midnight mark of 72, we're at 67 degrees. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, July 31st. Frankie Justin on WRCO Radio. Good morning. It is 10 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock and a 67-degree reading. We have all kinds of fun stuff coming your way again today on WRCO, including day number 3 of the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Walk promo auction. Well, we've got all kinds of stuff going on today. Lots of things to sell. You can check out the list at the WRCO homepage, WRCO.com, or the WRCO Facebook page with some photos there, some things that you can buy today and help out the good cause.
1, 2, 3, 3. Got a head full of noise, about 100 different things I'm trying to avoid. I got a mind in the gutter, trouble on one hand, a beer in the other. Got the windows down and my fingers crossed, just looking for a brand new way to get lost. So come looking. Feels good, about time. Blue skies ahead and BS behind. Got the wind in my head. Got nowhere to go, so I'm already there. Maybe Moab, maybe the Rockies. Maybe the great soft plains of the hills of Kentucky, maybe north, or maybe south. I don't care as long as it's now. So long before it was sunny. Got a tank full of gas down the road I'm burning. Can't say I would and I can't say I wouldn't. If I don't come back, don't come a-looking.
Say you ain't no good. Feels like you're never gonna take it for who you are. That's when you have to stand up and be strong and go the extra mile to prove them all wrong. Just remember when they push you way too far. Sometimes you gotta make some noise to be heard. If anybody ever tries to hold you back, yeah, you gotta kick a little and be tough. You gotta let them know you had enough. Remember that unless you wanna finish last, you gotta kick a
Tracy Lawrence and friends here from WRCO Radio. Today is July 31st. How can that be? The 213th day of 2024.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCO AM FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO FM.
Shop local and save big this July with the red, white, and refresh sale at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Get 10% off all mattresses for the best night's sleep. Enjoy 15% off all bedding to complete your bedroom makeover. And don't miss 20% off all decor to refresh your home. Visit us at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where quality meets savings. Follow us on Facebook for access to exclusive deals. Cannot be combined with other offers.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO. This is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. 620 and 67 degrees here at WRCO Radio. News, weather, and sports comes up at 6:30 today. Have you been watching the Olympics? Pretty exciting stuff there. Simone Biles and her team continuing to dominate in gymnastics, and we're seeing some history right there. They're calling her the greatest ever in her sport. Maybe it probably is true. She's had quite the run and certainly has brought a lot of attention to the sport. And a very good crowd on hand last night, as the team did very well. We'll have more details when we check sports a little bit later on. We couldn't get the Brewers a win, although there were some moments. They played all right last night and did not make any more moves before the trade deadline, just getting the pitcher Frankie Montes on the deal that was done on, Monday of this week. I was kind of hoping maybe they'd add a big bopper bat in the lineup, but that's easier said than done as well. This is Cal Smith with a memory on WRCO Radio.
He walked into the bar and parked his lanky frame up on a tall bar stool. And with a long, soft southern drawl said, I'll just have a glass of anything that's cool. A barroom girl with hard and knowing eyes slowly looked him up and down. And she thought, I wonder how on earth that country bumpkin found his way to town. She said, hello, country bumpkin, how's the frost out on the pumpkin? Seen some sights, but man, you're something. Where'd you come from, country bumpkin? It was just a short year later, in a bed of joy-filled tears, yet death-like pain. Into this wondrous world of many wonders, one more wonder came. That same woman's face was wrapped up in a raptured look of love and tenderness. As she marveled at the soft and warm and cuddly boy child feeding at her breast. And she said, hello, country bumpkin, fresh as frost out on the pumpkin. I've seen some sights, but babe, you're something. Mama loves her country bumpkin. 40 years of hard work later, in a simple, quiet, and peaceful country place. The heavy hand of time had not erased the raptured wonder from the woman's face. She was lying on her deathbed, knowing fully well her race was nearly run. But she softly smiled and looked into the sad eyes of her husband and her son. And she said, so long, country bumpkin, the frost is gone now from the pumpkin. Seen some signs. life's been something. See you later, country bumpkin. She said, so long, country bumpkin. The frost is gone now from the pumpkin. I've seen some sights and life's been something.
On me, I knew right then I had to have you. Right here in the middle of the floor, this hole in the wall on the back street, I knew I had to get close to you. Girl, what's your name? Touching on me, lighting me up like a bonfire. Your lips are making me think this is gonna be an all-night. Right here in the middle of the crowd, you're the center of the world on a bar stool.
On WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. We appreciate you joining us today. Good luck getting there. We don't have the fog to deal with as we have the last few mornings, so that is a plus. And it's amazing we're wrapping up the final day of July today. We'll have more details about today and info to get you in the know in just a moment.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See, we didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil and LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
U.S. Cellular noticed that phone use has gotten ironic. We go to see our favorite band in person, then watch them through our phones. That is ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus for a chance to win tickets to see Alanis Morissette live. No purchase necessary. Ends 8/31/24. For details, visit uscellular.com/official rules.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It is time for a news update sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your full-line Benjamin Moore dealer with quality paint and expert advice, and by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, the friendly feed store. Today's forecast calls for a high of 91 later on with sunshine. Right now it is 67 degrees.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed and Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 647-8833.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here's what you need to know. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Underley says 59% of Wisconsin high school students who responded to the most recent youth risk behavior survey say they dealt with at least one mental health challenge within the past year. Data from the report also shows 79% of LGBTQ students experience anxiety, 63% say they experience depression, and 40% say they've considered suicide. The Department of Public Instruction's latest survey included responses from nearly 1,900 students in 42 high schools. The U.S. Senate passes a landmark legislation to protect kids online. Support for the pair of bills was bipartisan and overwhelming, with Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Baldwin and Republican Ron Johnson joining 89 other senators in sending the measures to the House. The legislation would force online platforms to take reasonable steps to prevent harms to children, such as bullying, drug addiction, and sexual exploitation, and would expand existing federal privacy protections to include those 16 years old and younger. Both bills have bipartisan support in the House. Two Wisconsin healthcare groups say the use of AI should be limited. UW Health and medical records company Epic were a part of a roundtable discussion on the topic in Washington, D.C. last month. Both say guardrails need to be put in place to ensure AI is being monitored and that patients should know where it is being used. UW Health says it's using AI to perform in-room transcription services during medical appointments and to draft possible responses to patient questions on its MyChart system. A spokesperson says a doctor or nurse will always review messages before they're sent to patients. A Wisconsin soldier who was declared missing in action in the Korean War is the latest to be identified.
The Defense Department's POW/MIA accounting agency announced Tuesday it identified Army Corporal Robert Race of Dodgeville as one of a number of bodies recovered from graves in Korea in 1951. His remains have been at the National Memorial Cemetery in Honolulu, where teams have been working to identify soldiers. Race will have an official military burial in Dodgeville in September. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Milwaukee police officers will be heading to the Democratic National Convention. The Common Council on Tuesday unanimously approved sending 75 MPD officers to Milwaukee for the DNC August 19th through the 22nd. They'll provide security and crowd and traffic control. There were more than 1,600 officers from 24 states and the District of Columbia in Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention July 15th through the 18th. The RNC and DNC are national special security events which require additional officers and security support. Five people are accused of helping a wanted man hide from police last week, leading to a standoff in Amherst. Officers say Edward Dio, Chrissy Miller, Brody Volker, Thomas DiCarlo, and Brandon Lux were all accused of harboring or aiding a felon for helping Jeffrey Miller hide out while he was wanted for attempted homicide charges for allegedly firing at officers during a traffic stop in Sauk County. The incident led to a day-long standoff with officers from multiple counties, which ended when Miller was found dead Friday evening. All five people will be in court this week. Further details into Miller's death will be released when the DOJ investigation wraps up. Wisconsin sales tax revenues have recorded one of their biggest year-to-year drops since the pandemic. According to the Wisconsin Policy Forum, sales tax revenue dropped 2.3% in March compared to March of last year. Slowing sales tax growth and even declines were seen in key sectors like retail, food service, wholesale trade, and manufacturing. Even though inflation has slowed, it's still well above where it was throughout the 2010s. Making the recent slowing of sales tax revenue more notable, according to the report. WPF policy researcher Mark Sommerhauser says in some of Wisconsin's bigger counties, the impact of remote work and generational pivots toward online shopping could be driving declines in sales tax revenue. Almost half the sectors that report sales taxes saw a decline in the first half of this year. A Wisconsin person was convicted and sentenced to time served Monday for threatening to shoot state lawmakers in 2022 if they passed a bill allowing teachers to carry firearms. A judge found James Stearns of Fond du Lac guilty of making terrorist threats, a felony. Stearns was sentenced to 7 days in jail, which he had already served, and fined $500. Stearns' attorney did not return an email seeking comment Tuesday. The criminal complaint says the 75-year-old Stearns sent two emails in May of 2022 threatening to shoot state legislators if they passed the bill allowing for teachers to be armed. Well, it will be day number three of the Walk with Grace radio auction on WRCO Radio. Funds raised from our sales of items donated by local merchants, businesses, and individuals will go directly to Grace. Over $4,000 has been made in the first couple of days of the auction. 2 hours again today between 10 and noon. And there is a list of the items on the WRCO website, WRCO.com. Also pictures and a list on WRCO's Facebook page. And starting today at approximately 8:30 this morning, Greeley Signs will be installing wayfaring signs in the city of Richland Center. As a result, the westbound lane of Highway 14 will be closed until work is done today as they put up the new wayfaring signs in Richland Center. Ready to revamp your deck or fence? Maley Paint and Decorating in Richland Center introduces you to Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. Over 3,500 solid and ultra-flat options. Woodlux by Benjamin Moore brings out the natural grain and texture of your wood while protecting it from the elements like rain, sun, and snow. For a stunning, durable finish that lasts, visit Maley Paint and Decorating. Benjamin Moore Woodlux, where innovation meets excellence. Maley Paint and Decorating, your partner in beautiful, lasting results.
Today's forecast calls for a high in the low 90s with sunshine.
hot and humid conditions. Muggy with thunderstorms likely around midnight and later tonight, some of which could be strong. Also a low of 69 degrees, variable clouds and a turning scattered showers and thunderstorms again on Thursday, a high of 83. Areas of rain tapering off Thursday night. Some clouds will linger and a low of 66. Friday, 87, partly cloudy, warm, and muggy. Currently at WRCO Studios, after the early reading today of 72, which was right around the midnight hour, we are down from that to our current reading. The overnight low, it is 67.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow! He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488. Sports Time is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, specializing in rural health care since 1924, making a difference by caring, educating, and healing, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at the local and area sports scene, details on a 5-1 Brewer loss as well.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Last night in hometown baseball, Arena was a winner over Cazenovia 13-7, Sauk Prairie 5, Mazamani 4. Dodgeville was a baseball victor over Wisconsin Dells 4-3, and Reedsburg with a decision 10-1 over Plain. At Quail Run last night in men's league golf action, Josh Coy had the top score of 32, including 5 birdies on holes 1, 5, 6, 8, and 9. The second best score, Aaron Halverson's 37. Aaron birdied hole 1. And the final night of Church League softball's regular season last night, Church of the Nazarene completed a perfect 12-0 season, downing Free Methodist 18-6. The Mission finished in second place, defeating Richland Baptist Temple 2, 21-9. Richland Baptist Temple 1 clinched third place, getting a victory against Boscobel Assembly of God, and St. Mary's held on to fourth place with a win over Bethel Lutheran by a score of 15-8. Atlanta batters exploded for 4 runs in the third inning, and the Brewers never were able to catch up in a 5-1 loss at home last night. That evens the series at a game apiece. Milwaukee's only run came on Gary Sanchez's single in the bottom of the 7th. The Braves pounded starter and loser Joe Ross and two relievers for 14 hits, including a home run by Wisconsin native Jared Kelnick. Ross talked about his outing following the game last night.
I mean, I felt good physically, so that's great. Just kind of that one inning, missing some balls over the middle of the plate. But I was throwing a lot of strikes, and honestly, just glad that he let me go out there and try to get to the 5th. So I kind of checked it off as a win, but obviously I wouldn't say I'm happy about kind of how I threw overall.
In terms of the game, it was a tough loss. The series is even at 1 apiece, and they'll be back at it. The Brewers will try to capture the series with a win this afternoon. Freddy Peralta will start the afternoon game, the rubber match of the series. Elsewhere yesterday, the Cubs lost to Cincinnati 6-3, Arizona 17, Washington nothing, San Diego 6-5 over the Dodgers. In the American League, Cleveland 5, Detroit nothing, Baltimore 6-2 over Toronto, Seattle 10, Boston 6, Kansas City 4-3 over the White Sox. Interleague action, the Mets 2-0 over Minnesota, Tampa Bay 9, Miami 3, St. Louis 8, Texas 1, the Yankees 7-6 over Philadelphia, Pittsburgh 6, Houston 2, the Angels 10-7 over Colorado, and Oakland beat San Francisco by a final of 5-2. Badger head football coach Luke Fickell is talking discipline to his team as training camp is underway in Platteville. The first practice lasted 2 hours and 15 minutes yesterday. Wisconsin had too many penalties last season, and the coach says that shows his players were not disciplined enough. Fickell was encouraged by the number of fumbles the Badger defenders caused. Of course, that also brings concern about ball protection by the offense. Training camp ended early for three Green Bay Packers. The team cut the players before Tuesday's practice started. Kicker James Turner, fullback Henry Pearson, and cornerback Zion Gilbert. The Packers are bringing long snapper Peter Bowden back. Cornerbacks L.J. Davis and Don Callis were also brought on board. Pearson was the only fullback on the roster. That means the team will use its tight ends in the backfield on some plays. The Redemption Tour ended in a familiar spot for Simone Biles. Atop the Olympic podium, the American gymnastics star and her singular brilliant performance powered a dominant U.S. women's team in the finals inside a raucous Bercy Arena at the Olympics. That's an update on sports. This Wednesday morning, I'm Phil Nee.
A Kubota tractor will allow you to get all those many jobs done that have been sitting there too long. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Industry-leading Kubota tractors will push, pull, lift, cut, and till your property back into shape. Kubota has compact diesel tractors priced right from 18 to 62 horsepower. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota tractors at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
WRCO 100.9.
We are screaming through the valley where the nation of Botany flows, through the mud and crud and cornfields where the marijuana grows, across the railroad tracks of Persia, down the hills and up the dale, at CJ5 with a four-wheel drive, Smokey on my tail. Valley picked me up at exit 12 on the I-680 ramp. I was doing 67 per when I rumbled through his trap. He commenced to whirl his flashing lights and he made his siren wail. I slipped on down to four-wheel drive with Smokey on my tail. Now I've got racing stripes and dual pipes and Smokey's got a Ford. Got a mill with a four-pot carb, you know, but Smokey stroked and bored. Well, Chase was on, but I had the edge with a rig that'll never fail. Got a CJ5 with a four-wheel drive, Smokey on my tail. Yeah, he was. I dropped on down at Granny Low and I made a hard right turn. My big old fat commando tires went slashing through the corn. Well, the tassels blew and the kernels flew and it looked like yellow hail. Just cooking alive in a four-wheel drive with Smokey on my tail. Well, we went screaming through the valley where the nation of Botany flows, through the mud and crud and cornfields where the marijuana grows, across the railroad tracks of Persia, up the hills and down the dales. My CJ5 and four-wheel drive with Smokey on my tail. Look out now, here he comes. Oh, we gonna get it on now. Don't hit that fellow with a banjo. We gonna swim this here creek now, Smokey. Yard wide and foot deep. Nation of Botany River, they call it. Might have to winch out. Gonna do a wheelie on that there gopher mound now, Smokey. Can you dig it, Smokey? Got four on the floor and four in the air on that one, didn't we? Goodness gracious. About to bust my shocks. that Jeep of mine made smoky wine. His rig was made of lead. He's mired 14 feet of mud, so he radioed ahead. I pulled up onto the blacktop, went crashing on through the rail. Sakes alive, I had 25 more Smokies on my tail. Now I had racing stripes and dual pipes, and Smokey had a Ford. Had a mill with a four-pot carb, you know, but Smokey stroked and bored. Well, the race was on, but I had the edge with a rig that'll never fail. Got a CJ5 with a four-wheel drive setting out back of the jail.
C.W. McCall and WRCO, let that be a lesson to you right there. It is 11 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock as we get together today and cruise towards 7. The morning is going by quickly. Well, at least it is for me, you know, when you get up before the crack of dawn, as I do. And it's hard to sometimes remember, like about this time of morning, like, oh, I need to get a hold of so-and-so that they might still be sleeping. You know, it seems like when you get up that early, like it's already midday, and it really isn't. But I should get used to it. I've been up on the early morning shift here at WRCO since 1990. So, yeah, it's been a few years. Here's Kenny Chesney.
Ordinary, no, really don't think so. Not a love this true. Common destiny, we were meant to be, me and you. Like a perfect scene from a movie screen, we're a dream come. Suited perfectly for eternity, me and you. Every day I need you even more, and the night time too. There's no way I could ever. Stars above that we share this love, me and you. Just a precious few. Ever make it last, get as lucky as me and you.
Kenny Chesney and me and you here on WRCO FM Country and Community. It is 7 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock, day number 3 of the Grace Auction getting underway at 10 this morning. And Joanne just handed me my Grace t-shirt this year. Boy, it's a good-looking t-shirt. That's absolutely right. It's really, it's like dark yellow. I'm not very good with my colors. And blue, so it kind of sticks out. Tennis, is it orange? Yeah, it must be orange. Yeah, well, it's a light orange. Okay, thank you. Again, I failed that back in school. So it's orange and blue. I'm making strides for a cure of the subject. So that's a nice one. I'm going to have to save that because I just have this knack of staining my shirts. I don't know what it is, especially the lighter colored ones. You know, I don't even realize it. And I don't think I'm sloppy, but all of a sudden later in the day, I'm like, oh man, where did that stain come from? It's a brand new shirt. Yeah, don't let me around a white shirt.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. Today's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30. Today's auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stateauction.com and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30, including today.
Seats Incorporated is a proud sponsor of local high school sports. Over 65 years ago, Seats began in Reedsburg with 7 employees. Now, they're proud to employ over 500, including over 50 in Richland Center. Seats Incorporated, a member of the Nordic Group of Companies, is a South Central Wisconsin multi-plant manufacturer specializing in transportation seating products for both on- and off-highway applications. To apply, visit SeatsInc.com. Seats Incorporated, Reedsburg and Richland Center.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Hey, Richland Center, looking for the best deals on quality meats? Head on over to Richland Locker, where we're slicing up the savings. Get our delicious Burgundy Pepper Spoon Rolls for just $7.48 a pound, and BP Spoon Steaks at only $8.48 a pound. Craving something deli fresh? Try our sliced herb and garlic chicken breasts and pair it with our provolone cheese, just $4.98 a pound. Richland Locker, your hometown butcher with unbeatable prices. Come on in today.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
It will be a little steamy again today, hot and humid and a high of 91. It wasn't too bad last night riding the mower, but I had to push the areas that I have to push around June's daycare and all the toys and swing sets. It was a little steamy last night, so yours truly jumped in the shower right after the lawn mowing episode last night. 67 right now at WRCO as we shuffle toward news time. This is Zach Topp.
When they hear me rolling by in my pickup truck, causing
the hits spinning nonstop. Something about a steel guitar moaning the blues makes me want to throw back a case or two. They say honky tonk heroes go to heaven, you know. Maybe that's why everybody wants to go. Cause it sounds like the radio back in 94, you know. Hook the speaker up to my soul. It sounds like the radio. Neon.